Sue Maddox is here to talk about his new documentary, Real in the Closet, and give us his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Stu.
Hey.
Tell us about Real in the Closet.
Well, we're taking the first look at LGBT home movies. You know, the story of gay cinema has been told for a long time, but nobody's ever really looked at the home movies. And some of these we found date back to the mid-30s. And what you see is just this wonderful look at the LGBT experience. And I think it's time to weave that into the American experience. And I think looking at people living their lives is the perfect way to do that.
What's your inspiration for producing it?
I heard that they were being thrown out a lot of times. And what's happening is people don't realize the history that they hold in their closets just by living their lives. And sometimes people actually, who are family members, just start throwing stuff out at the end of a person's life, not realizing how important this kind of hidden page is. And sometimes families are actually throwing it out because they don't want their loved one remembered as gay. That's happening a lot more than we expected. So when I learned about that, I felt like, hey, this is something that we can lose and really never get back. And I'm hoping this film will kind of create a movement around digging into this part of the past.
You've launched a Kickstarter campaign to complete your funding. Tell us about that.
Well, we have until October 31st to raise $15,000. And with that $15,000, we're going to be able to finish the film in time for the 2015 festival season, I guess you would say. And what that will do for us is allow us to really jumpstart this movement around LGBT history, we think. If we can get in these larger festivals, then our message gets out there more. And I think once people see these films, they're going to be so interested in digging into their own past that hopefully it'll kind of ignite a little movement.
What would you like to accomplish with this film?
I'd like for it to be as far-reaching as our last film, Gen Silent, which was about older gay people, LGBT people, going back into the closet because they're afraid of the people taking care of them in the care system. That film just kind of sparked a movement around this whole issue of people going back in the closet when they get older. With this new film, we'd like to create an LGBT history movement around people discovering what their part of LGBT history is, or history in general. We all walk through life, you know, being a part of it, not realizing it, and then it's all kind of in our closets or attics waiting for us to rediscover and share with the world. So we would hope to create a movement around that this time.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
You get handed opportunities every once in a while to become involved in things, and I was that person who always saw my gayness, whatever, as secondary. I was the person that said, this is not who I am. But then, you know, the rest of the world started really getting interested in that part of my life and started legislating about it and debating about it. And that's when I realized it was becoming a big personal commitment. And the way that I could help that civil rights movement was to do what I do, which is make movies. Movies about things that are really important to the civil rights movement. So it is a really personal commitment. It's about making your own life better, and I'm just trying to make my own life better for those around me, too.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
You know, I keep looking at these places where you can get killed for being different. I think we need to take it abroad now. There's a lot of work still to be done in our own backyard, though. I think we have to make it so people don't have to leave where they live to be happy anymore. I would like to be a part of stopping that LGBT diaspora that, you know, you have to go to a city or some other place to be yourself. We should all be able to be with our families and be happy. I would like to see that be part of the next change for equality. Being able to live where you are as who you are.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens take their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
I was that kid at one point, and my advice would be, if you can, connect with an older person, even if they're just a few years older than you. Because had I had just people to ask and people to tell me it was going to be okay, not just it gets better on YouTube, but really somebody who I could call and talk to, that would have changed my life. I would have been a much happier person a lot sooner. My advice would be to kind of get connected with your community. Even if you feel like it's not cool to identify with the community, you know, you are part of it. So take advantage of it.
How can people get information about Real in the Closet?
We've got a great website. It's called closetreal.com, and we have links to our Kickstarter campaign there, as well as other resources. And look at some of these great clips that we have. They date, as I said, from the 30s all the way up through the 90s. So you may not think that you are part of history, but even as late as the 90s are included in this film. And, of course, our other websites as well. StuMaddox.com is another good resource.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I wish younger people would ask me what it was like way back in the day, and I wish I could ask more older people what it was like way back in their day, and I wish there was younger people who I could ask what they think it's like now. I wish we were all more connected.
Do you have a favorite quote, a mantra to get you through difficult times?
Well, I don't know about you, Charlotte, but I have like this phrase that's up on my monitor. It's on a sticky note, and this one right now says, the most common way people give up their power is by thinking they don't have any. And that was something that Alice Walker has said, and she was the one that wrote The Color Purple. It means to me, don't assume I can't make a difference. And it makes me realize that every little thing I do throughout my day does make a difference. It's towards something greater than myself.